Hi.
Yeah, hi. I think I can actually talk about at least two things you talked.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, first, is about the monthly subscription.
Mm-hmm.
I think we already are doing that when we pay our NI contributions.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the government actually doesn't use that money for NHS anymore. It uses it as a normal tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, when they say that people have to pay a subscription, we already are.
Although that's, of course, NI is only working people, isn't it? If this comes out with council tax, it would be anyone living in a house.
But then in that case, they need to stop the NI contribution because you can't, you know, you can't make people pay twice, especially people who are working. I mean, I have been on benefits, but I worked all my life till about 4 years before my retirement because I became very, very ill. And yes, I was, my doctor did call me a hypochondriac at one stage. This was before I was diagnosed. It took 10 years to diagnose me, my condition. And but I was still working full-time.
Mm.
And the thing is, sometimes people, what happens is you have to put on certain behaviours for the doctors to actually help you. I didn't put on those behaviours, so I was called a hypochondriac because I was still working and I was still trying to manage.
Mm.
The other thing is, I used to work with older people. And even at the moment, I do, although I'm more or less retired, I do some freelance work with people with mental health issues and people from substance misuse background. And the older people, they all get given so much medication. I know, initially I was offered loads and loads of medication. And finally I said, no, I don't want all this.
Mm.
And I found out that the UCLH were offering a specialist physio program. And I went on that and I got myself educated. I'm very lucky with NHS and my consultants and my professionals. And I actually found out and I followed that rigorously because I know if I didn't do what I'm supposed to do, I'd be in bed and I'd be in hospital.
Mm.
So I think we have...
But would it have actually... I mean, we're talking about cost. I mean, sorry to bring your health down to this, because obviously you did the right thing for your health. But in terms of the NHS, if they'd have paid for that course of physio, would that have been cheaper than giving you that load of drugs?
That's yes, because I've actually come off medication. I have...
Yes, but if you're going to see a physiotherapist every week, that could still be more expensive, couldn't it?
No. It was a short program that they teach you,
mm-hmm.
and then you have to come home and you have to make it your lifestyle.
Sure.
So now I have to get up in the morning and I have to do my exercises, otherwise I can't move because
mm-hmm.
my body will lock itself, my skeleton locks itself, you know, it's one of the condition. And I have to push myself to be active. I get depressed, but I'm able to realize that my depression is linked to my physical health.
Mm.
And all this was... I was taught, it was about, I would say it was roughly a six-month program. But I've come off all pain medication. And I can tell you, I was on between 400 to 800 milligrams, I think it's called, of morphine
wow.
a day.
Mm.
Plus antidepressants, plus sleeping tablets. I didn't need all this. All I needed was somebody to explain to me. And of course, it's also about saying, I wanted to become well, but on this program I went, there were people who just didn't want to move themselves. They didn't want, you know, they didn't want to come out of that victim position. And I see it on an everyday basis that people do not want to move out of victim position. Why? Because the benefits will be cut.
Ela, thank you. Interesting call. Thanks for sharing your experiences as well. And I'm glad you're feeling better after all of that. 084.